Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. When you have an old, broken computer or other piece of electronics that doesn't work anymore, you're not supposed to throw it away. You are supposed to recycle it. But that means finding a drop-off place or waiting for a local electronics recycling event offered by your city or county. Our next guest thought there must be a better way, so he started his own electronics recycling company. Alan Peltzman is founder of Alan Recycling, based in Columbia. Alan, welcome to the studio.
Well, thank you, Mike.
So give us the backstory here.
The way I started the company was I was working for a small IT company. We would replace networks for customers. The customers would always say, well, what do I do with the old stuff? And my boss would say, you got to get rid of it. It's not my responsibility. And then I started to look into it and realized that there was some market for old equipment, stuff that could be either refurbished or resold or could be taken apart for scrap and recycled. Got permission from my boss, and he was happy about it because it solved the problem for him. It solved the problem for the customers, and it also made me a little side money on the side. So it eventually turned into a business when I left that company.
You found out there was a market for this stuff, and so obviously there must be other companies doing this, right?
There are several companies across the country that are doing this. In fact, when you have the cities doing the recycling, they are dealing typically with those very large companies. There is no one in the local Columbia area that was doing it at all, and that's what I thought it was an opportunity to start my own business.
And so basically what your business is then is you come in, pick up whatever anybody has in this electronics stuff that needs to go to a recycling company.
That's exactly what we do. We'll clear out closets, we'll clear out storerooms.
Your business model is what then? You charge a fee to come pick it up?
No, we actually don't charge anything for that. The way that we make money is by either recycling the equipment and selling the scrap or refurbishing it and reselling either the parts or the actual equipment.
And so you have a lot of sources ready to buy this old, outdated stuff, as well as a contractor or two on hand that will refurbish it if it's refurbishable.
That's true. We'll actually sell stuff on eBay. Occasionally, we'll dabble in Facebook Marketplace. And we also have a couple of customers that buy stuff on a regular basis. I have a customer in Maryland that buys CPUs. I have a local guy that likes to buy laptops from me. And then we typically deal with recyclers that are larger recyclers that are actually in the Atlanta area for the physical scrap.
And I guess if computers or hard drives are involved, the people need to wipe them clean, get them ready for sending off to somebody else.
That's true. Well, and again, that's something that people can do themselves if they prefer, or we also provide that service as well.
And I guess maybe a fee comes along with that part of it.
The only time there's a fee is actually if they need documentation. We could provide a certificate. Some industries have compliance issues, and they need to be able to document that the drives or the data was destroyed. We use Department of Defense standards.
Well, let's go to the question of why recycle to begin with? Why are we not supposed to throw this stuff into the trash?
No, because inside electronics is a bunch of really nasty stuff. A lot of rare earth materials, a lot of things that are really poisonous that could leach into the groundwater, and it's just a really bad idea.
And so I guess these rare earth materials is what makes this stuff valuable.
Exactly. A lot of the collecting pins are actually coated with gold. Very, very small amounts, but enough when you have tonnage of the stuff, there's enough gold in it to make it worthwhile. Things like cobalt, things like lithium, a whole lot of different elements that are actually in there that make electronics work, but are really bad for the environment and bad for people.
What have been your challenges in getting this business up and running?
The main challenge actually is process. There's plenty of stuff out there. Just about every business has electronics that they need to get rid of. So getting this stuff isn't so hard. It's been being able to prioritize what comes first and being able to get the stuff in and out, that and the back office bookkeeping and accounting, which I'm realizing I'm not very good at.
Did you have to go to any kind of electronics recycling training to learn where this important stuff is that's inside these electronics that needs to be removed?
Well, strangely enough, there's a pretty large recycling community. They share a lot of information on the internet. There's actually a bunch of scrap resource websites, literally videos on how to take apart a computer. Anybody really could do this, but I have an IT background. I kind of had a basic understanding before I just started doing this as what was going to be valuable, what wasn't.
Are most of your customers that are buying the non-refurbishable mm-hmm. parts of these electronics. Are your customers that are buying those, are they here in South Carolina?
Unfortunately, no. The things like the computer cases and the wiring and things actually go to some scrapyards in South Carolina. The majority of the electronics actually end up going to places in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida.
Well, Alan, thanks so much for stopping by the studio.
Well, thank you.
Alan Peltzman is founder of Allen Recycling, based in Columbia. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.